Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Worthington. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Al Worthington. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to third. Crow moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey takes first base on ball four. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Purkey moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Purkey scores. There goes Temple trying to get to second. Mays throws the ball into Spencer, who relays the ball to O'Connell, who tags Temple for the out. Lynch moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Schmidt reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crow moves to second. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crow scores. Hoke moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Jablonski applying the tag. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0-for-1 in the game. Gramas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Purkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Jablonski moves to second. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Speak pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Temple steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Temple scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Reds. Harvey Haddix pinch runs for George Crow. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schmidt hits a line drive towards third. Hoke catches it and throws to first to double up Wagner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeFondi pinch hits for Alex Gramas. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Purkey strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Mixes now playing right field. Roy McMillan now playing shortstop. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Stu Miller. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Bresud now playing second base. Paul Giel now pitching. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bailey bunts towards the mound. Giel fields it and throws to first for the out. Mixes moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive towards third. Jablonski catches it and throws to second to double up Mixes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.